Hello, welcome to the English Now Japan Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, in the 2022-2023 school year, Genta was selected by the Ministry of Education and Training to pilot STEM education at primary school level. After one semester of implementation, STEM education has brought about initial effects, especially arousing the creativity and excitement of teachers and students in teaching and learning at schools in the city. Currently, Genta has 10 primary schools participating in the pilot in 5 districts, Ninh Kiều, Bình Thủy, Ô Môn, Thốt Nốt, and Phong Điền. The schools participating in the pilot have an active, dynamic, and well-trained staff of administrators and teachers. Ninh Kiều District has just held a meeting to discuss exploitation plans in Sông Hậu Park area under the project of Night Economic Development in Genta City, pilot in Ninh Kiều District. The plan includes the areas on the sideward, the ground of Sông Hậu Road, the water surface, the alluvial land in the pier of Sông Hậu Park. The exploitation scale is over 57,000 square meters. The pilot implementation period is 24 months. In schedule before April 30th, this project will be put into operation. ICT intersection is a lifeline connecting promising in cities across the country to the west via National Highway 1, including Genta City. After the project, Management Board No. 8 completed the upgrading of the road surface and renovating the sewers on the roads at the intersection. The Traffic Safety Board of Genta City has also immediately implemented a plan to direct traffic here to serve the traffic during the upcoming Lunar New Year. On January 3rd, information from Genta Central General Hospital said that doctors had just tried to save the life of a 26-year-old female patient with severe dengue fever, myocarditis, with complications of cardiac arrest, cardiogenic shock, critically ill by ECMO technique. Patient HTAN, 26 years old, living in Genta City, had a fever for 6 consecutive days and was taken to a local hospital for treatment, then transferred to Genta Central General Hospital for emergency on December 13, 2022, in high fever arrhythmia. After ECMO intervention on day 7, the patient's condition improved gradually. By the morning of December 22, 2022, the patient improved well and successfully stopped at more. Domestic news. The government has issued a resolution to organize a collection of people's opinions on the entire draft land law amendment, starting from January 3rd and ending on March 15, 2023. The organizing of the collection of people's opinions must be conducted in a democratic, scientific, public, transparent, and substantial manner, ensuring progress and quality. Contents for consultation include the entire draft land law amendment, forms of opinion collection, direct comments in writing, paper version, email, supply applied to all respondents, organizing conferences, seminars, and talks, direct comments through the official website to collect people's opinions on the draft land law amendment, luetdatdai.monri.gov.vn. Subjects for consultation include on classes of people in the country and overseas Vietnamese, agencies, organizations, businesses, experts, scientists. From 3 p.m. on January 3rd, the price of E5 RON 292 gasoline increased by 330 dong per liter. Gasoline RON 953 increased by 350 dong per liter. Kerosene increased by 60 dong per liter, fuel oil increased by 110 dong per kilogram, but diesel oil remained stable. Badu Lin Dungi, COVID-19 testing app will be used at the personal health data bank and to monitor the health status of people through the Satu Sehat One Health platform in Indonesia. The Indonesian Health Minister said that the Satu Sehat platform will be completed by the end of 2023 before conducting data integration and putting into use in the year 2024. That's all for the English Newsletter Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.